Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vozmak. The throw from Berry and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt bunts towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hayes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gaston, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fothergill scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Blue steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burnett bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Porter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball towards center. Funk catches it and throws to Hayes who relays to Blue to double up Averill. Porter scores. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Carey Self pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 3 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. Funk moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Grubb now catching. Red Faber now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians 4, and Chicago White Sox 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.